Cancer full moon tonight. Let's sit down. And intend to go deep. Letting our bodies relax, soften, and release any tension. Related to agitation, turmoil, confusion around us. Let's go deeper, because the surface is saturated by a layer of thick clouds, saturated of conflicting emotions, This is not our focus. Turning inwards, we are going down deeper and deeper within. Every breath taking us a step deeper into our own world. It is a slow step by step progression. Into a space that won't be quiet, because our inner world is not quiet. But the thread we are following is our stillness in the process and our ability to listen. That's where the silence is right now. As we are listening, the attentiveness is silence. What we notice deep within are very intense movement, not very coordinated, intense complexity. Another phase of restructuring of our own psyche. Don't expect to stay in a blissful state emotionally. There is turmoil here as well. the restructuring is provoking reactions, resistance. They are parts of your psyche that tend to repeat endlessly the same patterns. And when those are being dismantled, there's fear, there's anger. So don't expect stillness, you won't find it. That's not the point. Nothing is still right now. But you can find silence in your ability to listen carefully, intently. Don't expect to find clarity either. Your inner world is not necessarily in a state of great confusion. But it is going through a major transformation. The programmed patterns that are at the root of any mental activity need to be uprooted and left behind. The process is happening, you don't have to focus on it. But what you will notice is a tendency due to conditionings and habits taken to repeat, to come back to that more familiar way of being, just because it's extremely present, having been there for such a long time. So a lot more tensions to be felt in your mind than you would expect, and a great deal of intense, possibly overwhelming waves in your heart. And why are we focusing on that? The thing is that the light we are, the consciousness, that ever-loving presence, is going to take over and finally lead your life, our lives. For this to happen, all residual forms of duality in our mind and heart have to go. And for them to go, we have to witness them and let them dissolve in front of our very eyes. So give yourself a few more breaths. Go even deeper. Allow the confusion, the not knowing, the loss of meaning. Tolerate the pain, the fear, the anger. And as those movements in mind and heart are raging, stick to the thin thread of your attention. That beautiful quality of listening. A certain way of being there. This is not a luxury or a beautiful spiritual practice. Time off I take for myself to restore my inner balance. This is a necessity. This is going to be our main focus in the coming weeks. This is what we need to be working with. And as I say, working, it's not that we have some work to do, but we are in charge because this is our responsibility. As we know, we often have little impact on external reality at large. But this is not far, this is not distant, this is not inaccessible. What is going on within us is for us to take responsibility for. And currently, what it means is witnessing moment by moment how the restructuring occurs that will put yourself back in command rather than any program. And the subtle aspect of the matter is that although this makes total sense, although you want to be in charge of yourself, there will be denial, there will be escapism, and there will be resistance when it comes to facing your dualities, your separatedness, any sign of disconnection. All those opposing forces within. Need to find an inner balance. Balance doesn't mean absence of movement. Balance doesn't mean absence of power or intensity. It simply suggests that conflict must come to an end. The age of duality is over. It is already over. And the parts of us that are still proceeding according to those patterns are obsolete and need dismantling, upgrading, transforming, so they can be part of the unified field of our consciousness in this embodied state as a human being. Tomorrow and the following days will give you countless opportunities to face that. Resist the temptation to invest more in the global scenario and the way it's rolling on. And ignore or neglect that inner battling. We are extremely involved in the global scenario, in as much as any expression of conflict within us. And as conflict, I mean not that you disagree with somebody else, but that you are not aligned with your own self. So any internal conflict continuously feeds the global conflict. The world doesn't need to change, it has changed already. What needs to change is the way we behave so we can see that it has changed. And a lot of our behavior in day-to-day life is made of little and big habitual patterns we perpetuate for lack of a better awareness. So listen more carefully. That very subtle thread of your consciousness although faint, discreet at times, is your privileged partner and most effective support in the transformation of what keeps generating conflicts in and around you. I said we will focus on what is generated within. As such, this is not a problem. It only becomes an issue because we believe that we cannot change it. That is our nature. It is not. By nature, we are pure love and pure light, and we are shining brightly. So, of course, we can change it because it has changed already. In a way, the thick cloud that saturates our emotional consciousness on the surface is a reflection of a similarly thick cloud of unsorted little and big things that we keep doing just because there's too little awareness of our own conflicts, dualities. So I would like to invite you to spare a moment and stay with this right now. Those tectonic plates crashing with it. Those tsunamis rising. Whether this is at a micro or macroscopic dimension. And feel that any expression of duality within is simply a sign that the process is ongoing with no other purpose than the resolution of duality. So watch this, focus, be still on the thread of listening. Allowing movements, allowing discomfort, allowing surprises. To be an expert, no need to be particularly advanced in any type of healing. Because as you will have noticed, actually it's not about doing anything. You try to resolve, you will create a greater mess, rather. So it's not really about you having to do anything, but the focus you have on that level of depth where all your own patterns originate from. Most of them being programmed, so not your own. This light shed at the bottom of you is capable of dissolving the pattern. Because we are not dual. So attention is the way we can access, be in touch with, and let patterns transform within, despite the complexity of movement in our psyche, despite the complexity of the distractions provided on the global scene that tend to attract our attention. Focus is within. That's where the global conflict comes to an end, because it has already ended. Any investment you make mentally or emotionally in perpetuating it by getting involved in this or that form, that will feed duality. This is not only a waste of time and energy, it is also disconnecting you from that more essential level of transformation that is occurring, but that needs your presence deep within. So let's just be still for a little longer. Keep listening. Give yourself many more moments during the following days where you take distance from duality in any shape or form, to assist the birth, the revealing of your essential innate unity and wholeness.